Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's politics over a cup of coffee. Whether it's live in the morning, like right now, or in the evening replay, we talk about politics, how it impacts your life, over a cup of coffee, so that you can change your world. So it's who counts the votes that matters. So what if that happened in Oregon? What if it's been available in Oregon for a long time? Now, I talked a little bit about this yesterday, and I'm going to share it with you right now. I did a video with Robert McCullough, who's a professor at Reed College. Reed College, of course, being the most liberal college maybe in America, right here in Portland. And this video is available, and you can see it to this day. And I'm going to put it on the show plan. You can watch it. It's a short video. It's only about 2.5 minutes, something like that. And in this video, and it's on Vimeo, in this video, Robert McCullough, who is an expert testified in the Enron case. And by the way, this video's, well, it's got to be 10 years old, I think. I think we did this in 2010 or 2011, something like that. Anyway, he was is still an expert witness. He describes and shows on screen how you can download from Trinity Home. This is called the Trinity Rescue Kit. Still available to this day, and I provide the link to it. And in it, there is another program called Midnight Commander. Now, Midnight Commander has a website, but they don't allow information about it to be displayed. But there is a Wikipedia page that Midnight Commander is a clone of another program. Bottom line, what this does, it allows you to take the vote counting computer with a USB stick. There are other ways too, but it allows you to insert this into a vote counting computer, which is the main computer that compiles all the information from all of the other county elections offices that is transmitted over the internet. This is not hooked to the internet. Okay. It is supposed to be secure, but at least that's the way it was back then. I don't know how it is today. But the point is, a USB stick can be inserted. It starts the computer in safe mode, going around all of the passwords, all of the security protocols. And it allows you to insert your file that is whatever you want it to be. If you want to change the actual vote count numbers, you could do that. This is not secure. And he brings up a good point, and I verified this with a friend of mine who's in military intelligence. In the military, Robert McCullough says they don't allow computers to be infected with things that could be brought in from the outside, like a USB stick. Because military computers, and my friend showed me his government issued, and he's in military intelligence, computer. It has no USB stick port. You can't do it. There's a reason they do that. So if you don't believe that who counts the votes matters, just watch this video that I did from 10 years ago. Now, you can see other videos also, by the way, at the Abigail Adams Voter Education Project. It's still up. They have, and yeah, many of these videos are old, but they're still relevant. Maybe some of the things that we talked about then have been slightly modified, but generally not. You see, our system in Oregon is highly vulnerable. And it's old technology. Now, that's nothing new. We get that a lot, right? I mean, the Oregon Unemployment Department, by the way, there's news about that. They think that finally they're going to be able to pay that $300, or no, the waiting week. That waiting week that Congress waived clear back in March, they think they're finally going to be able to do it by Thanksgiving. See, March to Thanksgiving, carry the one, divide by three. Oh, huh. What is that? Like 8 months later? Only in Oregon, folks. So it's so bad that the Oregon elections director got fired yesterday. Steve Trout, who used to be at Multnomah County, a guy that many of us that are conservatives have never trusted. He got fired. Why? Because he told the truth. He sent out a memo saying that Oregon's technology is old and it is vulnerable. Now, if that's true, who would that benefit? Lots more to talk about. It is Political Coffee. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Is it who counts the votes that matters, and do you trust the voting system? Back in a moment. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It is Tuesday in the election week. So was Joseph Stalin really right? Is it who counts the votes that really matters? It's not who votes. I mean, he's largely been attributed that way. So what is it? Do you trust the elections process? Dwight sent me an email. By the way, if you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am. He says, a prayer group out of Southern California believes our president to be in grave danger. They've started a prayer shield to protect our leader. Each day at 11 a.m., they briefly pray, say a prayer to bless and protect Donald Trump. Please join them at 11 a.m. Pacific time each day to briefly add the power of your prayer to that group. And then he has the great verse, Matthew 18:20, for where two or three gathered in my name, there I am among them. Now also, there's a lot of people praying. In fact, Frank and Nancy Carpenter, who, you know, when I first came into the legislature, they were the chaplain. You know, Republicans were in control, so they believed in having chaplains. Yeah, the folks in control today, not so much. Anyway, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, former, shared this with Intercessors for America yesterday. So what we have to do is mobilize as Christians for intercessory prayer and storm the gates of heaven on behalf of the voters. So what they're doing is, there's other, this prayer strategy is what she's talking about, is praying through the prayer petitions below. And so there are a number of prayer petitions. Prayer point number one is expose the lying tongue, the haughty eyes. Two is expose all the wickedness intended to steal. Frustrate those who, point number three, frustrate those who seek to steal, kill, and destroy electoral integrity. Prayer point number four, frustrate and thwart the plans of those who attempt to sabotage the state's election laws. Number five, Psalm 5, protection and favor for the president. Now, this is something that's been going on, and in fact, at my particular church, that's something we have been doing and will continue to do. And then other churches, on Friday nights, I meet with a group of folks from different churches in the Albany area, and we meet at a church and we pray specifically for politics and elections in America. Now, I want to go back to this story about this stuff being exposed. One of the things that we were praying for, and I think this goes in line with the fact that the Trump campaign and the RNC have put forward at least 131 sworn affidavits to voter fraud or problems. We're asking and praying that this stuff will be exposed. The people who have been involved with it will just come under a great conviction and regret, and that they would literally come out and be willing to swear an affidavit. Now, a sworn affidavit is, as if any of you have ever done it, this is serious business because it's under penalty of law. If you are lying in a sworn affidavit, you can be prosecuted. It's a big deal. And the average person, I mean, I've done it a couple of times, and it's serious. Most people, frankly, have a little bit of fear and don't want to do this kind of thing because you have to put your name to it. Now you become potential target of the left. That's not a particularly good thing. But it is what it is. Here's the reality, friends. If they're coming up with all of this in these various states, this gives the ammunition to the Supreme Court to do what we're asking them to do. I say we collectively, as those of us who believe in the integrity of elections, is seriously in danger here. This gives the court real reasons. And this is what I'm convinced that Rush Limbaugh, because he talked about this yesterday. He talked about that he thinks the Trump administration, the Trump campaign, should appoint a czar to oversee all of this stuff, to be out there every day, someone with a great deal of credibility. And I think he talked to Trump about this. I'm just anecdotally, he didn't say that yesterday. But I think he talked to Trump about this because Trump reversed himself in wanting to go out and hold all of these campaign-style rallies about stealing the vote. They've pulled back from that. I think it's because Limbaugh suggested this to him, because frankly, this is what needs to be done for credibility's sake. But the rest of us need to be willing to go out and hold rallies. In fact, I put that on my Facebook page. Who's up for a Trump truck rally? Because I'm going to keep the flags up on my truck and keep driving around with flags, the American flag and the Donald Trump 2020 flag. I'm not giving up, folks, and neither should you. And as we learn more and more, the likelihood that there are various scenarios that can play out becomes stronger and stronger. And with Arizona, really going to have to be called a toss-up at this point. And with perhaps other massive voter fraud that took place in Pennsylvania, if the U.S. Supreme Court just says all of those ballots that were received after election night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in Pennsylvania are invalid, Trump wins, folks. He absolutely wins. It ain't over. Be hopeful. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It's 6:30. We'll be back in a moment with even more. Don't forget. protect Donald Trump. Please join them at 11 a.m. Pacific time each day to briefly add the power of your prayer to that group. And then he has the great verse, Matthew 18:20, for where two or three gathered in my name, there I am among them. Now, also, there's a lot of people praying. In fact, Frank and Nancy Carpenter, who, you know, when I first came into the legislature, they were the chaplain. So, you know, Republicans were in control, so they believed in having chaplains. Yeah, the folks in control today, not so much. Anyway, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, former, shared this with Intercessors for America yesterday. So, what we have to do is mobilize as Christians for intercessory prayer and storm the gates of heaven on behalf of the voters. So what they're doing is, there's other, this prayer strategy is what she's talking about, is praying through the prayer petitions below. And so there are a number of prayer petitions. Prayer point number one is expose the lying tongue, the haughty eyes. Two is expose all the wickedness intended to steal. Frustrate those who, point number three, frustrate those who seek to steal, kill, and destroy electoral integrity. Prayer point number four, frustrate and thwart the plans of those who attempt to sabotage the state's election laws. Number five, Psalm 5, protection and favor for the president. Now, this is something that's been going on, and in fact, at my particular church, that's something we have been doing and will continue to do. And then other churches, on Friday nights, I meet with a group of folks from different churches in the Albany area, and we meet at a church and we pray specifically for politics and elections in America. Now, I want to go back to this story about this stuff being exposed. One of the things that we were praying for, and I think this goes in line with the fact that the Trump campaign and the RNC have put forward at least 131 sworn affidavits to voter fraud or problems. We're asking and praying that this stuff will be exposed. The people who have been involved with it will just come under a great conviction and regret, and that they would literally come out and be willing to swear an affidavit. Now, a sworn affidavit is, as if any of you have ever done it, this is serious business, because it's under penalty of law. If you are lying in a sworn affidavit, you can be prosecuted. It's a big deal. And the average person, I mean, I've done it a couple of times, and it's serious. Most people, frankly, have a little bit of fear and don't want to do this kind of thing, because you have to put your name to it. Now you become potential target of the left. That's not a particularly good thing. But it is what it is. Here's the reality, friends. If they're coming up with all of this in these various states, this gives the ammunition to the Supreme Court to do what we're asking them to do. I say we collectively, as those of us who believe in the integrity of elections, is seriously in danger here. This gives the court real reasons. And this is what I'm convinced that Rush Limbaugh, because he talked about this yesterday, he talked about that he thinks the Trump administration, the Trump campaign, should appoint a czar to oversee all of this stuff, to be out there every day, someone with a great deal of credibility. And I think he talked to Trump about this. I'm just anecdotally, he didn't say that yesterday. But I think he talked to Trump about this because Trump reversed himself in wanting to go out and hold all of these campaign-style rallies about stealing the vote. They've pulled back from that. I think it's because Limbaugh suggested this to him because, frankly, this is what needs to be done for credibility's sake. But the rest of us need to be willing to go out and hold rallies. In fact, I put that on my Facebook page. Who's up for a Trump truck rally? Because I'm going to keep the flags up on my truck and keep driving around with flags, the American flag and the Donald Trump 2020 flag. I'm not giving up, folks, and neither should you. And as we learn more and more, the likelihood that there are various scenarios that can play out becomes stronger and stronger. And with Arizona, really going to have to be called a toss-up at this point. And with perhaps other massive voter fraud that took place in Pennsylvania, if the U.S. Supreme Court just says all of those ballots that were received after election night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in Pennsylvania are invalid, Trump wins, folks. He absolutely wins. It ain't over. Be hopeful. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It's 6:30. We'll be back in a moment with even more. Don't think.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee. We talk about politics all with an intent to help give you the tools to change your world, for you to be able to make arguments to the persuadable that moves them slowly, little by little, over time, moves them to come to the conclusion they need to change their political alliances. They need to change how they're voting. Another unnamed state worker sent me an email about the rioting in Salem on Saturday night that I alluded to. And here's what this state worker said. It says, I was at the Stop the Steal rally at the Capitol Mall from noon to 3 on Saturday. There was no rioting there. The rioting in Salem on Saturday was by the Black Lives Matter useful idiots that assembled at Pringle Park and marched into the streets later. Here's a brief video. And they provided a video of that. That's right. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. If you're just joining us, I have provided a video, and it'll be on my Facebook page. And eventually I'll get my podcast up to date. And you'll be able to see that there also on the KSLM.news website. But the video is from 10 years ago of me and Reed College professor Robert McCullough, an expert in computers, an expert witness in computers all around the country. And the video is very simply about how you can download a program, which is still available today, called Trinity Rescue Kit. And I provide the link for that also in the show plan that'll be up on my Facebook page after the end of the show. And you can literally download this program onto a USB stick. You can put it into a vote tabulation computer, a computer that has all of the votes in it. And you literally can start the computer bypass in safe mode and bypass all of the passwords, all of the security protocols, and you literally can insert whatever numbers you want to insert. And that's what gets transmitted to the Secretary of State. The video that I'm putting up there today literally shows it. Now, given everything that we're seeing today, the other story that we're talking about of all these sworn affidavits from Nevada and Michigan detail voter fraud, the Trump campaign and the RNC have provided 131 sworn affidavits so far, and maybe another 2,800 could be waiting in the wings. The glitch in the Dominion software, vote counting software, which is either in 28 or 30 states. Oregon uses it, folks. This glitch that led to 6,000 Trump votes in Michigan be in a particular county. And by the way, Dominion software is used in all 47 counties in Michigan. It's one of the lawsuits that the Trump campaign has put forward. That changed 6,000 Trump votes to 6,000 Biden votes. Now, here in Oregon, we've had State Senator Denise Bowles. Apparently, they're done now. She's still 400 votes behind. Is that software, is it accurate in Oregon? How would we know? How would we know if, you know, the video that I have put up on the Facebook page that I did, showing how you can change the votes within the main vote counting computer. And you can do it in under a minute. It's that easy, that fast. It's who counts the votes that matters, right? Do you trust, given what we've seen with these glitches, do you trust that Denise Bowles' race is accurate, as close as it is? Now, yesterday, and by the way, Avis, your recitation of what I said yesterday is not exactly correct. I did say yesterday, with the exception of Selma Pierce against Paul Evans, every Republican in Polk County won, and some of them by big numbers. The difference here is this, that Selma Pierce, Paul Evans' race is in Denise Bowles' district. That's one half of it. And yes, that is more liberal West Salem. But I said that. I said, with the exception of that one, this still remains very suspicious to me. Now, how do you fix it? Well, I'm going to tell you in just a moment. And it's not complicated, folks. It's really pretty simple. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I'm not done reading emails either. But I do want to share with you, you know, it's been really cold out. Yesterday I was out working, building a little carport. And, you know, I just was bundled up because it was cold. And I came inside to warm up occasionally. It's nice to have a functioning heat pump. Well, if yours isn't, or if you have an old furnace and it is just sucking up the electricity and you need to upgrade it, why don't you call Freedom Heating and Air? They're one of our great advertisers on this radio station. And, you know, I really want to encourage you, and I mean this sincerely, want to encourage you to patronize these folks. They make it possible for you and I to have these conversations on the air. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website. They do have great emergency services. They also have great discounts for veterans and for senior citizens. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. They've been here in Salem area for well over 40 years. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. You can trust them. So how do we fix it? No, I'm quite serious. The video that I put up of me sharing with how easy it is to literally just change the numbers. How would you catch that? How did they catch the glitch in the Dominion software in Michigan that changed 6,000 Trump votes to 6,000 Biden votes? The same software we use in Oregon. How did they catch that? And what do you do to fix it? Again, it's not complicated. You know what it is? It's called an audit. Now, it does happen that these ballots are checked in most places. There is a certain level of auditing that happens. But is it enough to happen to literally catch these kinds of things? So if the votes were changed or the so-called glitch happened in the Dominion software in, say, Denise Bowles' race. Now, again, I don't know. Oregon uses Dominion software. I don't know if the county, Marion and Polk County, uses it. But let's just say that they do. And they have this glitch happening in Dominion software in more than one place in America. Can we trust it? Well, the way you can trust that that vote is accurate and you can catch it is literally the audit, which is every ballot gets looked at by a Democrat and a Republican, and they agree that this person voted the way they did. That's the only way. Because here's what happens. If you know that you voted a particular way, how do you know that your vote was counted that way? Now, you can go on the Secretary of State's website, just like I did, and you can see that your vote or your ballot was received and it was counted. How was it counted? I'm quite serious now. The only way you can know that for sure is literally to have a Democrat and a Republican in an auditing circumstance, procedure, literally look at each ballot by hand and say, yeah, that's how this person voted. That's the only way you can know that. That's how you can ensure the integrity of elections. Well, it's one of the ways. One of the other ways is to remove the dead people from the rolls. Freddie, who listens to this show, in fact, he sent me a text message about his father-in-law, who literally has been dead since 2012. He still gets ballots every election. Now, if obviously he hasn't voted because he has sent me pictures of all of the unopened ballots. I literally have it on my phone. Okay. So he's obviously not breaking the law and he's obviously not voting. So you become an inactive voter at that point, which is appropriate. But how come nobody at the Marion County Elections Division Department is finding that he's been dead since 2012? Wouldn't all of these, the fact that he hasn't voted since 2012, wouldn't that be a little bit of a red flag? I would think it would. Dead people voting is only one of the ways. Removing them from the roll, the voter roll, is one of them. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Well, send me an email to jeff at 1220.am, and I will do my darndest to read it on the air. Like this one I got from Jim yesterday. He said, unrecognizable is his title. He said, surely there'll be a Walgreens on Taggart Drive and a Roth's IGA on Glen Creek in the foreseeable future. My statement of an unrecognizable United States is purely rhetorical. It remains to be seen what the cultural shift will do to society. I doubt the mob mentality will fade. I fear what's going on, what's going to come from Washington, D.C., and my distrust of government will continue as rogue agencies change the rules and leftist policies rob us of our freedoms. As for an uncivil war, I don't think anyone wants a bloodbath in the neighborhood, but I'm hearing that the unrest in Portland has yet to stop. That's what happens when you have fake elections. Yeah. Now, what does this lead us to? Well, it leads us to 71 million Americans feeling that, you know, Donald Trump was robbed, if that's how this turns out. If the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't come in and invalidate all of these late arriving ballots in Pennsylvania, you realize Biden's got 290 electoral votes. Arizona's really moved back into a toss-up situation. So if he loses Pennsylvania with 20 electoral votes, now he's down to 270. He still is president. But if he loses Arizona, that's 11. He no longer is. Trump is. Now, we haven't even gotten into the lawsuits in both Michigan and frankly in Wisconsin. Trump only lost Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. Wisconsin has same day voter registration. You don't think there wasn't a huge effort to bus people across state lines and register? This is a big deal. That fraud's been going on a long time. They've wanted to do that in Oregon, too, by the way. Huh, can you imagine how bad that would be? Got a email from Art. Hey, Phil, if you're listening, Art writes an email, says our phones aren't working. Well, thanks, Art. I appreciate that. That's not good, so maybe Producer Phil can try to figure that out. Also got an email from Lee about trust. And I'm going to read it to you in a moment, but I want to remind you about CBD and how good it can make your life. Now, last night, I took CBD before I went to bed. So I slept reasonably well. But I woke up this morning, and I'd slept on my neck wrong. And so I have my shoulders are tight, my neck is tight, and it's painful. So one of the first things I did before I drank a cup of coffee is I took some CBD again. And literally in minutes, things had relaxed and most of the pain was gone. That's what CBD does for me. Maybe it can help you with a lot of things. I generally sleep better having CBD, taking some before I go to bed. Why don't you buy CBD if you're going to try it from someone you can trust? And that's a company right here in Salem. That's Pro Bioscience. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, which gives you the assurance that you're getting the highest quality CBD there is. Why? Because Oregon's standards from the Oregon Department of Agriculture and how you can grow it, they are the highest in the most stringent, the toughest in the nation. That should give you confidence. You're getting everything that they say you're getting. Plus, they're local. Another great local advertiser, great local company. Check them out on the web. It is pro, the word pro, the dash mark, bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. And if you order any of their great products, including some for your pets, because CBD helps pets too. if you use the discount code Thanksgiving during the month of November, you're going to get a 15% discount. The discount code Thanksgiving, pro-bioscience.com. Lee writes this: with Queen Kate leading the other 55 states in the Democratic agenda, how can anyone think Oregon's elections were not rigged? I remember a few years ago talking with James Cartwright, who had proof that the election corruption has been going on for a long time. I think he's talking about Ames Cartwright. Nope, I don't trust our leadership. What you have to have is you have to have proof. And this is what I think is the reason why Donald Trump pulled back from doing all of these rallies, literally just flying around the country doing rallies, the Stop the Steal rallies, is because if he took Limbaugh's suggestion and you bring in, say, a law professor, highly respected, to literally lead this effort, along with all the great lawyers, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and a whole bunch of others that are involved in these lawsuits and getting all of these affidavits together. And by the way, the story on Lid blog that I'll have on the show plan has an example. Literally, you can read one of the affidavits. If that's what they do here, it is, that makes it so hard for social media then to say, no, your post, we're going to censor that on Facebook, like they did me yesterday. Or like they may do today. Although my particular Vimeo video that shows how easy it is to actually change the vote. Literally. Has not been seen by that many people. So having someone come by and say, well, that's just fake news, that's not credible, that's going to be hard for them to do. This is why having Trump pull back from the hype, although we should still engage in our support at the grassroots level, the Trump truck rallies and everything else we're going to try to do, we should continue to do that while this thing is still being undecided. Or being decided in the courts. That lends credibility. I think that's probably why Limbaugh said what he said yesterday. And I think he probably had that conversation with the president over the weekend, which is why Trump reversed himself. And it frankly makes sense. It is the smart way to do it. Because when you have that kind of credibility going on out there, it's really tough for the social media and the mainstream news media to say it isn't legitimate. Oh, and as they're saying, as you can hear them, they're saying, well, most of these lawsuits have been dismissed. Yeah, some have, but they're just going to keep filing them as they get more evidence, folks. Thanks for listening today, folks. Appreciate each and every one of you, those of you who tried to call in, because apparently we're having trouble with the phones. Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be too. Get out there, make it a great day. Keep praying, keep believing. Keep fighting. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. See you tomorrow.